The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. Beautiful stuff, this. Memories of June 6, 1944. Adam.
Yes, and of course, I mean, exactly 75 years ago, the airborne invasion was about to begin. The Dakotas were about to fly. The ships were about to depart. They'd already begun shifting the harbour and the pipeline and other things, but it was all on the point of departure exactly 75 years ago. So today we've had a lot of commemorations about, well, all centred around Portsmouth and the south coast of England. Tomorrow they, of course, will move to Normandy and the D-Day beaches themselves. But quite something, the stories of the veterans. There were 300 D-Day veterans in Portsmouth for the event. The Queen, who may not be a veteran of D-Day, but is obviously a veteran of the Second World War, she was there leading the tributes. Amongst other things, 95-year-old Harry Reid and 94-year-old John Hutton parachuted back into Normandy, as they had done three quarters of a century ago. This time, they did it in tandem with the Army Red Devils Regiment display team. So maybe a bit of safety, although I wonder what the insurance was like. And also, some very interesting things that... This wasn't just about allies and the 16 world leaders getting together. The fact is, the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, was there, and I think that's the first time that the German leader has taken part in D-Day commemorations rather than armistice, and that suggests that we are actually moving on a little bit.
Beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Well done, and of course the D-Day proclamation as well. Well done, Adam. I love all that stuff. We talked about it this morning, and I think to have this collective memory of our history is a good thing.